FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. And, you know, so much of what you need to do today to expand your horizons, to really get through in the new economy, is all about investing in yourself and expanding your horizons, really taking responsibility for your financial survival, not just surviving, but really thriving in this new economy. It's not like any economy that you've been through before. It's not your parents' economy. It's not your grandparents' economy. It's a whole new game. And somebody who's been really pushing the horizons for many years, she's been at it for a long time, is Dr. Terry Levine. Terry, you call yourself a chief heartrepreneur, founder of the heartrepreneur movement, and you're looking to add 1,000 heartrepreneurs in the near future. And we're really thrilled to have you on the Financial Survival Network, and a big welcome to you.
Thanks, Terry. I'm happy to be here.
So you have written over 17 books, which in and of itself is quite a feat.
Well, yeah, I just finished a deadline for a book on Monday with my business partner, and I'm in the process of actually writing 4 more books. So I'm a prolific writer. I enjoy writing and feel that's the best way to get my message to the masses.
So heartrepreneur, define it, please.
Sure. To me, a heartrepreneur is a business owner, small, medium, large, who understands how to do business heart to heart, connection to connection, truth, authenticity with their customers, with their prospects, with their vendors, and with their employees. And what I'm seeing is that businesses who perform in this way are thriving in this economy, and I think they will in every economy.
So heart to heart, it's about the connection. It's about the relationship. So many times you think about business and you think it's cold heartedness. It's get the job done, get paid, go on to the next and forget about the last. But what you seem to be saying here, there's a more holistic way of doing this, doing business with a heart and caring about and connecting with the people, whether it, like you said, it's your clients, your customers that you're working with, your employees, your vendors, whomever. I mean, I can't see connecting on a heart-to-heart level with the government, but that's a different matter.
We'll leave that one alone. I love what you said, holistic. It really resonates with me. It really is holistic. It's conscious. It's really the kind of business that needs to be conducted today, because business is not about clicking from place to place. It is about connecting with people face to face, whether that's video connection, audio connection on the phone, or whether it's in person. It's about being present, really listening, communicating. And again, I'm all about authenticity and truth. My experience is you'll sell more when you come from experience and truth. And why go get a customer if not to keep them long-term?
So true. Well, I mean, what I'm doing here with the online radio, podcasting, all that, we don't have customers per se, but we have, I believe, a community of people who listen, write to me, hopefully, at kl@kerrylutz.com, and they go to places. You might even hear from a lot of them who listen to this show. You know, it's more than just when you get in your radio and you turn on the DJ in the morning drive time or the talk show, whatever. A lot deeper than that. I mean, these people, so many of you out there have been listening here for 5 years since I started, and it's a lot deeper connection than you could otherwise get from just turning the dial. And then the second the commercial comes on, Terry, right? What do? You turn the dial and get the heck away from that awful commercial from some product you couldn't care less about, right? So
exactly.
So this is business in the new economy where you connect. You're not looking for the cheapest price or the least possible. You're looking for somebody who kind of understands what you're doing and cares about it. I mean, I know that's a little well-worn phrase there, but there's a concern there. deeper than just, hey, give me your credit card and let me swipe it. And next, please, right?
Exactly, exactly. And my best-selling book is called Turbocharge, How to Transform Your Business as a Heartrepreneur. And in that book, that's really what I discuss. We can't do business in a transactional way. We have to do business in a conscious, present way, caring about anyone who spends a dime with us or anyone who starts to raise their hand and look at something on our website or fill out a web form or call us or come into our store or meet with us or whatever it is. We really have to care. We have to be tuned in and not see them as dollar signs. We have to see them as people who are wanting to engage with our products and services. And if that doesn't mean the world to you, you probably shouldn't own a business.
I couldn't agree more. I kind of look at life as you kind of just to go through life, and your life is a bunch of stories, basically. And you kind of share stories with others, and they either care about your stories or they don't. And if they don't, you kind of just write that person off and you go on to the next. And some of it's how you present your stories, whether they're interesting or not, but you've trained 5,000 life coaches. You must have a lot of interesting stories here in all these people that you've encountered here, Terry, haven't you?
I have. It's been an interesting journey. I've owned a coaching school, Coach Institute, for, I don't know, about 17 or 18 years on this journey. And now I own a co-owned Business Consultant Institute. So I'll give you one of the stories. I did a listing a few years ago of what I called zany coaching professions. And I interviewed my life coaches, and I said, you know, tell me if you have something that's different. I had one person who was coaching farmers. I had somebody who was coaching people to, as she called it, come out of the closet coaching. That was actually the name of the coaching. And I mean, it was like, wow, you could coach anything, anybody. You know, it was very fascinating. Oh, and I had one, this was a fun one to share with you too, Carrie, was coaching very wealthy people's children on how to dine out in public restaurants. It was fascinating, truly fascinating.
Where were you when I needed you? yeah, that is funny. Well, I know I had a coach when I started this out because I felt like I wanted to find out whether I had any talent for this or not, whether I should really give up my day job. And this woman, Valerie Geller, world-known, world-renowned radio coach, radio consultant. And man, I just listened to her. She was the most patient person, nurturing, caring. And I've had occasion to coach a couple of people. I got to tell you, I'm not so nurturing and caring. It's like, they're doing something wrong. I just said, cut that out. That is like, really, it doesn't do anything here. And then I think back to Valerie calmly saying, that's not really a good thing to be doing. You could do better. And I like take a deep breath and, okay, let's start this over again.
Well, I'll make a quick distinction. So I started out as a business coach, and I was training people at business at Coach Institute. And I switched a year ago, co-founded Business Consultant Institute, because I wanted to be able to tell people sometimes, listen, just stop it already, just like you. Come on, let's knock that off. Let's do this. And in coaching, that's really not the way we work. However, as a business consultant who brings in coaching skills, I have permission to do that. And so I like that a lot better.
Yeah, well, but you know, with some people, the sugar-coated approach is not the best way. Sometimes the blunt approach, they want that. Or even if they don't want it, they need it. So
they need it.
So, yeah, but you know, like in business, I'm kind of blunt to the point because it's just a matter of time. Don't have the time. But when somebody's paying you their hard-earned cash, you know, a little diplomacy, a little tact, probably the way to go. But in consulting and coaching, you do get these hard cases where they know everything, even though they're paying you. And at some point you reach an impasse. What do you do when you get that stubborn mule who you really want to hit over the head with a 2x4 as hard as you can, and they really need it? What do you do at that point?
That's a great question. So the first thing, Alan, is to make sure when you're taking on a client, and I tell all my coaching students and consulting students this, make sure the client really is ready for the coaching you're consulting. Make sure that you have their permission up front to tell them if they're dragging their feet or if they're not moving forward. And if I have a client like that, and we've all had them, I literally say that to them. So I'd say, Carrie, here's the deal. You hired me with the agreement that you were going to do XYZ and allow me to do XYZ, and you're doing such and such. So the reason that you're doing that is some inner reason. There's some inner story, dialogue, fear, procrastination. Let me either coach you on the reasons behind that so we can move forward again, or let's dissolve the relationship because you really don't want my help. That usually wakes them up, by the way.
I'll bet. It's a big wake-up call. Well, yeah. Sometimes that's exactly what you need. And if that's what you need, that's what you need. I'd rather just get it straight. Don't sugarcoat it for me. But that's me. It's like my feelings. Look, I'm a big boy. I can take it. But not everybody works that way. In fact, I find most people don't. So, but I wouldn't say anything to anybody that I wouldn't otherwise want said to myself. And I'm kind of clear in that, but hey, it's not about me. Anyways, so what's your biggest success story to date? You don't have to name names, but just first name, whatever.
Okay. So I have a client named Chris who came to me, was already a pretty successful mortgage broker, financially doing great. She really didn't have time to spend with her husband and her child. It was like working nonstop and just no ability to do that. And I revamped her business with her. Al, by the way, she's become like one of my all-star clients that I sent her and her family to Disney World for a week's vacation as their holiday gift, because I'd never had a client make so much progress in every area of their life. And she had said, we never got a vacation in 5 years. And I thought, I want to give back. That's one of my favorite client stories.
Yeah, that's a nice story. So success, but success not always measured in money, because success is, are you having fun? Are you enjoying what you're doing? And are you growing as a person? And when you're frustrated all the time, when you're not really happy what you're doing, even though you're succeeding at it, then something really needs to give here. So, Terry, what type of person are you looking for now to become a heartrepreneur?
I'm looking for someone who is in business. They can be doing well, not so well, stagnant, you know, same, whatever. It doesn't really matter. It can be super successful. Who really wants to be conscious in their business, making a difference, making an impact on the world with their products or services, who wants to create double and triple their revenue and profits while having more freedom in their life, and who is willing to be transparent and honest and authentic, their clients, with their prospects, their employees, and their vendors. And I literally will help them transform. They can go to heartrepreneur.com. It's $5 to join the Heartrepreneur Network. They'll start getting tools and resources and instantaneously start to improve their business while improving their life. That's who I'm looking for, Carrie.
Yeah. Well, my personal favorite, honestly, I love turnaround situations. Turnarounds are just my favorite because I find they're like so much easier than startups in so many ways. I find like within a half hour of going into a new company, I could figure out pretty much almost always what they're doing wrong, how to turn it around. You know, just having been in business for so long and having screwed up so much myself, you know, having been a major screw up for a big part of my life, it's really not that hard. You know, just like at some point I just made the decision to stop screwing up. And then it's easy to pick out those faults that were in myself and others, because there's basically 8 major faults that most people have, I've found. And, you know, organizational skills, I'm still not great in that area, but I've kind of made peace with myself. But hey, when you have a person who's totally disorganized, especially in this day of computers, there's no excuse for being disorganized with computers, right? What do you do with that person?
So what I do is I teach people, first of all, systems, because I believe in two words. I say it over and over to my clients: optimize and leverage everything. Optimize, make use of every piece of technology that's out there, and then leverage things. If you do something like you do a podcast, for example, it's your podcast. It can also be downloaded as a PDF. If you have it transcribed from the PDF, you can have certain things pulled out for your tweets, for your LinkedIn, for your Facebook. So do things once and then leverage it. So I teach them systems, and the big thing is I really help them take a look inside. Why are they doing that disorganizational behavior? That has something to do with their beliefs. That has something to do with some of their quote-unquote disbeliefs. I'm not good enough. I'm not able to do this. I am disorganized, which is an untrue statement. And so I really do the inner game as well as the outer actions. It's very, your word holistic resonated. It's very holistic coaching.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, for me, curing disorganization was just, it just kind of cured itself over time. I don't know if it was maturity or what, but it really stood in my way. When it got to the point where I really couldn't avoid it anymore, then it kind of cured itself. I mean, I'll never be super organized like some people where they have every minute of their day planned out. But hey, when I started podcasting, and it's like, this person's expecting me to call them at 12 o'clock. So if I'm a minute late, that's okay. But if I'm half hour late, this is really bad. you know, all the systems up there on the computer to make you more organized. There's no excuse to be a disorganized person this day and age. But it's a form of self-sabotage, isn't it? And there's a lot of self-sabotaging behaviors that you can indulge in that really set you back and make you not succeed. So doing a profile, I guess, of one of your clients to find out the self-sabotaging behaviors, because you can't be in their office with them, watching them as they go through their day, really important, isn't it?
It is. And as you really listen to the clients, and I don't really even listen to their words, to tell you the truth, I listen underneath their words. I can hear their blocks, their fears, their insecurities, mm-hmm. their self-sabotage. And listen, all of us have that, so don't feel bad about it. We all have it. We're human beings, you know?
Yeah.
I just take those pieces and then I bring them into the light and I say, hey, look at what you're doing. That's self-sabotage. Let's look at not the reasons why. I'm not here to psychoanalyze you. I am a clinical psychologist, but I don't bring that into my coaching. Let's let that be. Let's just say, okay, it's that behavior. What are behaviors we can do instead? What are we going to do when you start to think about that? And in Turbocharge, in the book that I wrote, I tell, there's a chapter in there, tell your mind to shut the F up. Because a lot of it has to do with that. Like, I have to help people with their inner game. I was talking to the publisher when I was writing Turbocharge, and he said, what do you want to say in that chapter? And I said, exactly what I said. I don't want to change those words. We put an asterisk in there, but those are my words.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's so much of hey, where you are, it's a direct result of what your thoughts are. And
100%.
You know, if you're thinking bad things about yourself, then that's, you know, that's where you're going to wind up. There's no getting around it. So one piece of advice, somebody who might be struggling now and not getting where you want to be, what would you tell them?
First, I would tell them to ask themselves this question over and over again. What is working? What is, instead of focusing on, oh, I'm struggling, this is going bad, blah, 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 you're going to bring more of that. So what is going well? What is going right? Second, ask yourself, what's my ideal vision? What does it really look like? Do I really know where I'm going? What I want to see, taste, touch, feel, hear? Get into a technicolor vision. Then you can say, what's not quite right yet? What's not quite right yet? And then the final question is, what tools and resources do I need to make it more right? What are the tools and resources? If it's going a course, right away, take physical action and enroll. If it's hiring a business mentor, right away, take physical action and get one. A life coach, go get one. If you need to go forgive somebody, go do it. If you need to go make 12 phone calls, do it. Whatever it is, take a 2-minute physical action and take those tools and resources and go.
Yeah, well, makes a lot of sense. And I can see why you've trained so many coaches during your time here. And hey, people want to find out more about you, Terry, and connect with you. What's the best way to do that?
So they can go to businessconsultantinstitute.com if they're interested in business consulting, or heartrepreneur.com, which is my website, and they can join the Heartrepreneur Network, which is Heart, R-E-P-R-E-N-E-U-R, Heartrepreneur. And I really do encourage people to get my bestseller, Turbocharge, How to Transform Your Business as a Heartrepreneur. It's a pretty life-changing book.
All right. And I assume you can get that on Amazon and
absolutely.
All right. And we will have a link, as always, in the show notes to your site on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Take a look at the site. So we've got lots of articles every day from all over the place dealing with issues of entrepreneurism, self-improvement, world economy, global economic collapse, precious metals investing, you name it. We've got it. Hundreds of different articles a week. And sign up for the newsletter. Terry, it's been great having you on. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Terry. I've enjoyed it.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.